Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, yo!
Nice. What's up, dude?
Well, it's that time, of course, where we make everyone smarter. Or maybe not. It's probably everyone's getting dumber.
We try with a history lesson.
Kind
of useless information.
Yeah,
too.
for the most part.
Anything good.
Well, let's see what happened on this day in history.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, October 26th, 1881, the gunfight at the OK Corral took place in Tombstone, Arizona. It was between Wyatt Earp and his two brothers and Doc Holliday and the Ike Clanton gang. I love this. And I still don't. Have you watched Tombstone yet?
No, I haven't, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, my God. Literally the most legendary gunfight in the history. Bar none, the most legendary gunfight in the history of the American West. And you've never seen the movie. You've never talked. Hey, what are you doing, man?
I don't know. I started watching it, and I gave it a shot because it was on TV the other day, and you were talking about it. And he's like, you got to see it.
You give me crap.
It's a little old-timey. It's
give me crap about not changing my own oil and being a manly man. But you have not seen the manliest of manly movies
ever. A bunch of old cowboys shooting at each other.
Oh, my God. I
hope to be a man.
I hope the corpse of Wyatt Earp blasts you in the face with his with his Colt 45, all right? Just right there. Kaboom.
Bunch of saloons with swinging doors. Jesus.
Pretty legendary. I always talk about this, and I'm fascinated with the American West. I love it. Big fan of old Westerns and everything.
It's because you're dirty.
Like an old cowboy.
it's
so intriguing to me that there was this time in our country's history where people just strapping six shooters on. You got guys like Billy the Kid and Jesse James out there on horses. Pew, pew, pew. You're robbing trains and living in hideaways. Like, I mean, you Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Like, this was a real thing. And it's just, it almost seems make-believe. But no, this is a huge part of our history. And
I
after
just feel
the
like
Civil
the movies
War,
make it a look a little bit easier, like the lifestyle. It's
well,
just, it's
for
a little
sure.
bit easier in the movies.
It's
than it really
it's
was.
Romanticized. Like I don't want to say it was a good time. Absolutely, it wasn't. There was people shooting
the reason people died at
like,
37
hey,
all the time.
You looked at me funny, boy. Let's go out in the street and shoot at each other. It's not like it was a good time, but it's pretty crazy. What really intrigues me is just being out on the open range. Like you could be a cowboy and you could just ride around and maybe take
terrible
a
to
oh,
me.
Man. Under the stars, I don't know. It just seems home on
you're
the
watching,
range. Right?
You're watching too much of The Rifleman, Brock. There's nothing like that.
It's The Rifleman starring Chuck Connors. That's kind of what I just it's like. And of course, it's romanticized that way, but I think I'd make a pretty good cowboy. I think I would.
Dude, you kind of fit the part.
Hunter, you remind me, you're built like an old-timey piano player, so I could see you like in one of those shirts with a vest
play
on.
Play us out, Johnny.
See, yeah, you're the piano player playing the songs while we're having a bar fight, all right? A saloon brawl. That's right.
That guy always lives. Somebody needs to play the piano.
That's true. That's right. When I'm ready to throw down because someone knocked my boot into the spittoon, I need some fighting tunes in the saloon.
Well, you guys are all dead and laying down in the bar. I'm gonna go up upstairs with the prostitute.
Oh yeah, have fun with that prostitute that's just been running through cowboys. All right. How did the piano player guy? He slept with too many prostitutes back in the Wild West. That's why
everybody died at 37, not because of the guns and the
gonorrhea, just rampant in the Wild West. All right, so there you go. That's what happened on this day in history at the OK Corral. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today. All right, your comedian for today is Godfrey.